thoughts on the situation in Gays Mills and whether you'd have any advice to the folks in that community who are considering moving their downtown.
Well, I have great sympathy for those folks. You know, much of what happens to their community is controlled by a lot of events that are in the upstream watershed, and then, of course, by natural climate processes that we've been talking about earlier this morning. And so I don't have a solution. I wish I did. You know, I think, obviously, you know, it would seem, you know, the best solution would be to get out of the floodplain, but from a practical standpoint, two things. One is economics. I think it's very difficult to just pick up and absorb all the expenses, even with a lot of subsidy with government help. It still is extremely difficult to do that and survive. I talked with some of the people at Soldiers Grove after they moved, and this one fellow told me he didn't think he would ever get out of debt in his lifetime, even though he had an enormous subsidy to help him move his business. So, you know, that's the kind of dilemma they face. The other dilemma I think they face in Gays Mills is they are located in a very narrow part of the valley, and there aren't a lot of good places to move the village unless you go, you know, significantly out of the area where it's presently located. And that's always hard, too, because people do become attached to a place. And so there's no easy solution to this.